donor government funding for HIV drops by $2.1 billion in 2025 due to declines in funding from the United States, marking largest annual decrease since scale-up for the HIV response began. Donor government funding to combat HIV in low- and middle-income countries fell by $2.1 billion in 2025, a 25% decrease from the previous year, according to a new report by KFF and the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS. Total disbursements dropped to $6.2 billion in 2025, down from $8.3 billion in 2024, marking the largest single-year decline since donor funding scale-up began and the lowest funding level since 2007, the report finds. The 2025 decrease was driven by a decline in U.S. disbursements following the administration's substantial cuts in global health funding, programs, and personnel. Despite this decline, the U.S. remains the largest donor to HIV in the world. Excluding the U.S., HIV funding from all other donor governments, while steady in 2025, has declined by half since 2011, from $3.2 billion in 2011 to $1.6 billion in 2025, primarily due to reduced bilateral support. As a result, the U.S. share of total donor government funding for HIV has risen from 59% in 2011 to 74% in 2025, making available resources increasingly vulnerable to changes by the U.S., as was seen in 2025. Looking ahead, donor government funding for HIV in 2026 and beyond is uncertain. The U.S. Congress has approved steady funding levels for HIV, but it remains unclear if this funding will be spent by the administration, which plans to cut global health funding in the coming years as part of its America First global health strategy. In addition, after a significant decline in development assistance in 2025, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has projected further declines in 2026. The donor government findings are part of a broader UNAIDS analysis of HIV financing from all sources, including domestic, multilateral, and philanthropic funding, which found that overall international assistance for HIV declined by 18% between 2024 and 2025.